Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Poultry Health Today, and with me is Dr. Tom Tabler. He is extension professor and poultry specialist at Mississippi State University. Hello again, Tom.
You bet. Thank you.
Foot pad dermatitis, that's been getting a lot of your attention lately. Why?
It does have. Foot pad dermatitis is one of those things that, to a large extent, is litter dependent. How well a grower takes care of that litter inside the chicken house. Moisture is probably the biggest issue with foot pad dermatitis on litter, but it's not the only issue. Ammonia also comes into play. What kind of litter quality you have, what your bedding material is, how long it's been in there. But these are the things we worry about in terms of how we can manage foot pad dermatitis, in part because a lot of companies today are growing chickens for a longer period of time, you know, maybe 62, 63, 64 days instead of 42, 46, 52 days. That means that grower has got to take better care of that litter for a longer period of time. And again, as the house fills up and there's less airflow across the litter, it gets more difficult to keep that litter dry. Wintertime is probably worse in terms of seeing foot pad dermatitis, but you can see it in the summertime, especially in front of your cool cells. So you may not have the same litter quality all the way through that house. Your cool cell end is usually going to be the wettest end of the house just because the cool cell pads are at that end. Airflow is low at that end of the house. As the air goes down the house, it picks up speed, so it does a little better job of drying the litter out as it works its way down the house. But again, by far, wet litter is probably the biggest thing I worry about, because that chicken, its foot is in contact with that litter just about all the time, from the day it is placed till the day it is sold. To some degree, if that litter is wet for too long of a period of time, it's kind of like us if we play in the dishwater too long. Our hands get soft, they get wrinkled. When it gets soft like that, it's easier to damage our skin. Same way with that chicken. When that foot pad gets soft, it's easier to damage that foot pad. It's easier to poke a hole in it if you've got rough litter that has a lot of sharp edges. And again, litter is one of those issues where, in most cases, especially for big birds, it seems to work better if you don't clean out and put brand new litter back in the house.
And I was going to ask about that, because, you know, we don't clean out as
near
often.
As often. Yeah. And there's a reason for that. Paw quality on built-up litter, in most instances, is better than it is on brand new litter. And there's a reason for that, because whenever you take out all your old litter and put in brand new litter, a lot of that litter may have sharp edges, rough chunks. It may not be, you know, ideal quality litter, in part because there's a lot of competing markets for what the poultry companies use for bedding material these days. Rice hulls are used, peanut hulls are used, pine shavings is probably the best thing to use. But again, there's other industries out there that want rice hulls, that want pine shavings, and poultry companies are having to pay extra to get that litter. But when you get it, it may not be as good a quality as what it used to be, say 5 years ago, 10 years ago, because there's a lot of people trying to buy up everything. So you may wind up with a lot of litter in your house that may be more sticks and chunks and splinters than what it is actually soft pine shavings. All of those things are going to affect that foot pad. So that's going to come into play in poking a hole in that tender skin. And once you poke a hole in it, you know, that's an access point for bacteria to get in there.
Well, and that's what I wanted to ask you about, because clearly it's a welfare issue. But once you get a break in that skin,
yes,
the door is open for all sorts of bacteria
infection. For everything else. And it is. And anymore, animal welfare audits that are done for years in Europe and more recently in this country, that's one of the things animal welfare audits look at, is the quality of that foot pad. Are you seeing foot pad dermatitis issues? Are you seeing paw quality issues? Because you've got problems with your litter, you've got problems in trying to keep that material dry or keep the ammonia level down, and all of these things cause problems.
At that point in development, when they might get a lesion on the foot pad, as we said, it opens up the door to some problems.
Yep.
But specifically, what kind of bacteria would you be concerned about?
Well, there's a whole population of bacteria that live in litter. And I don't know that some are more damaging than others. Once that hole is there, you know, it opens up, you know, all of them to move in. You know, some are probably more harmful than others. And I'm not really a good enough microbiologist to just exactly say, yeah, these guys are the bad guys, these guys are the good guys, because you do in litter. You have good bacteria, you have bad bacteria. So once that skin is broken, you know, you can't control what's going to get in there. Now, that being said, if that does happen, to some degree, you can fix paw quality issues if you have enough time. And paw quality issues are not just with baby chickens, not just with market age birds. You can have serious paw quality issues anywhere through the flock. Another problem with fresh shavings, with new litter, is that a lot of growers don't want to ventilate that much with brand new litter because they don't have ammonia that they have to ventilate out. But moisture is going to build up. Moisture is going to build up through bird respiration. Moisture is going to build up through the manure that the chickens are putting out. And if you don't ventilate enough to keep all that moisture pulled out, I've seen litter slick over by the time those chickens were a week old. And again, if you've got wet litter on a baby chicken, you're going to have paw damage. If you've got wet litter on a market age chicken, you're going to have paw damage. That being said, if you get problems on baby chicks and you clear that problem up, you fix your ventilation rate or whatever the problem was that caused you the wet litter in the beginning, you can clear up paw quality. Now, you may not clear up all the damage, because you can look at a foot pad that's had a lesion on it that's healed up, and you can tell at one time or another something was there. But given enough time and given the right conditions, you can fix a lot of dermatitis issues. But market age birds, if you get a dermatitis problem on a bird that's close to market age, you're just not going to have time to clear that situation up.